Come close in, Chandra. Alhamdulillah wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu wa la ummata ba'da ummatihi wa la shari'ata ba'da shari'atihi wa la kitaba ba'da kitabih sallallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallam وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون وقال تعالى في مقام آخر يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم صدق الله المولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, brothers and elders in Islam, all praise belongs to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who through his infinite mercy and wisdom has blessed us with this great wealth of iman and has made us the followers of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is only through the decision of Allah. Allah explains to us in the Quran Kareem that when the son of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu was salam did not have the desire for iman, then despite being the son of a Nabi, Allah rejected him. And when the wife of Fir'aun had the desire and the spark of iman, Allah gave her iman. And what iman? That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, her nikah will be performed to me in Jannah. And that is why Nuh alayhi salatu wa sallam told Allah Pak, when the azab of Allah was coming, Inna bni min ahli, wa inna wa'daka al-haq, wa anta ahkamul hakimin. Oh Allah, my son is part of me. My son is my family, and your promise is to protect my family, and you don't go against your promise. Allah is teaching us who is our children. What is Allah teaching us? Who is our children? قَالَ يَا نُوحُ إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ. Nuh, don't ever say he is your son. Allah is reprimanding his Nabi. Nuh, don't ever say he is your son. Innahu amalun ghayru salih. His actions are earning my wrath. He came in the dunya because of you, but he is earning my wrath. Fala tas'alni fima laysa laka bihi ilm. Nuh, what you don't know, don't ask me regarding what you don't know, don't speak about this. إِنِّي أَعِذُكَ أَن تَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. I am warning you of something which you don't know. The father and son were discussing وَحَالَ بَيْنَهُمَ الْمَوْجِ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُغْرَقِينَ. And the Amr of Allah came, and he was drowned. So respected friends, this is the mercy of Allah. that people in the house of Nabuwaddin have iman, and today you and I, after so many centuries, we come and we recite in the kalima la ilaha illallah. May Allah keep us with iman, take us with iman, and resurrect us with iman. Mishkat Jilli Awal, there's a hadith, Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu says, on one occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came late for Salat al-Fajr. So we were worried, it was close to sunrise. فَخَرَجَ سَرِيعًا Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out. سُوِّبَ بِالصَّلَاةِ Iqamat was given. فَتَجَوَّزَ فِي صَلَاتِهِ And Fajr Salah was performed. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hastened. After completing salah, he said, "Ala mafastikum, remain seated in your surf. Ama inni sawhadithukum ma habasani ankum al-ghada. I will narrate to you the reason of my delay. Why I got delayed today for Fajr Salah? Inni qumtu min al-layl. I got up in the night, and I was conversing with my Creator. I was communicating with my Lord. فَصَلَّيْتُ مَا قُدِّرَ لِي And I performed how much salah Allah had written for me. While I was performing salah, فَنَعَسْتُ فِي صَلَاتِ I went into a trance. فَإِذَا أَنَا بِرَبِّي تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى فِي أَحْسَنِ سُورَةِ Suddenly I seen my Lord. In the salah of mine, I went into a trance. And in the trance I seen Allah. Allah said, Ya Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I said, Labbaik, Fima yakhtasimu al-mala'u al-a'la. What are the angels above you discussing? Qultu la adri. Wallah, I don't know. Allah posed the question for the second time and I gave the same answer. Allah posed the question for the third time and I gave the same answer. Bearing in mind, the sleep of a Nabi does not break his wudu. Reason is, in while a Nabi is sleeping, he receives revelation from Allah. And a person has to be pure to receive revelation. So when a Nabi is sleeping, he is pak. He has wudu, his wudu is intact. So I told Allah, oh Allah, I don't know. Thereafter Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala placed his hand between my shoulders. حَتَّى وَجَدْتُ بَرْضَ أَنَامِلِهِ بَيْنَ سَدْيَيَّ I actually felt the coolness of the fingers of Allah on my chest. Now we must understand one thing. Like Imam Malik has said, الْإِسْتِوَاءُ حَقٌّ Allah settles on his throne. This comes in the Quran. It's a reality. وَالْإِيمَانُ بِهِ وَاجِبٌ To bring iman on that is farz. وَكَيْفِيَّتُهُ مَجْهُولٌ How it is that Allah knows best. This will be revealed to us on the day of Qiyamah. We must not allow our intelligence to run here. There is no room here for our brain. There is no room for our intelligence. There is no room for our intellect. But Allah and Allah's Nabi has told us, Amanna wa saddaqna. Ya Allah, whether we can understand or not, lekin tere Nabi ne bata diya, bas ye hoke rahega. After Allah done this, فَتَجَلَّى لِي كُلُّ شَيْءٍ I could see everything in the sky. Everything was vivid. Allah posed the same question. فِيمَ يَخْتَسِمُ الْأَعْلَى What are the angels discussing? So through the barakat of Allah and the amr of Allah, now I could see everything. So I said, Allah, فِي الْكَفَّارَاتِ They are discussing those actions through which sins are forgiven. So Allah said, وَمَا هُنَّ What are those actions? I said, Oh Allah, مَشْيُ الْأَقْدَامِ إِلَى الْجَمَاعَاتِ To walk towards the masjid. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, بَشِّرِ الْمَشَّائِينَ فِي الظُّلْمِ إِلَى الْمَسَاجِدِ بِالنُّورِ التَّامِّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Give glad tidings to those who frequent the masjid in the hours of darkness of perfect light on the day of Qiyamah. When the Muazzin says, حَيَّ عَلَى الْفَلَاحِ Then, O insan, you must understand, Your success does not lie in the comfort of your bed. Your success does not lie in the luxury of your home. Ya Allah, it is for you. Never mind one fajr, 1,000 fajrs I am ready, O Allah. It's for my beloved. Drop that blanket and rush towards the masjid. Responding to the amar of Allah. Ignoring your sleep. Ignoring your tiredness. Ignoring the comfort of your home. Parting from your wife. only for the amr of Allah Pak. Allahu Akbar. It comes in one hadith when one person is out in the jungle, he's on journey, and it is the time of salah. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, فَيُؤَذِّن, he calls out the adhan. وَيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, and then he establishes salah. Then Allah tells his malaika, come here. When I was creating insan, then you told me that Allah, you're going to create insan that is going to cause bloodshed on this dunya. وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ, and we hymn your glory 24 hours. Come, I show you what insan I have created. انظروا إلى عبدي لا يراه أحد غيري. Arey, mere is bande ki taraf dekho, uske aas paas mere alawa koi nahi hai. Wo sirf mujhe dekh raha hai. Dunya mein se koi usko nahi dekhta. Abhi uske saath kaam hai, usko bhook lagi hai, lekin mere khauf ne usko rok diya. لَيَنزِلْ سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ مَلَكٍ وَلِيُصَلُّوا وَرَاءَهُ. Allah gets so happy, Allah is so pleased. Allah says, now 70,000 malaika descend and you read namaz behind my servant, he'll be the imam. 70,000 malaika descend and my banda will be the imam, you read namaz behind him. So مَشُّ الْأَقْدَامِ إِلَى الْجَمَاعَاتِ, to walk towards the masjid. وَالْجُلُوسُ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ بَعْدَ الصَّلَاةِ, and after completing salah to remain seated in the masjid. When that zamana will come, when you come home and you say, bhai, knock on the door, where's Muhammad bhai? Masjid ma chahe. Knock on the door, where's Ibrahim bhai? Masjid ma chahe. Knock on the door, where's Yusuf bhai? The masjid is the markaz for the Muslim. We will meet and depart from the masjid. Today you go to the brother's house, knock on the door. Bhai, where's Muhammad bhai? Masjid e gela chahe. Achha, I'll come back. Nani, tamhe bhai, your 5 minutes now is hai. The zehn of the wife also knows, when my husband goes masjid, he can't sit long. But next day you go and you knock on the door, and say, where's Muhammad bhai? Dukan gela chahe. Kher aho hai, mani ni kawar. Koi wakat 5 baje, koi wakat 4 baje, ye to garak par hoi bhai. So when he's in the masjid, he'll be back in 5 minutes. But when he's gone to the shop, Allah knows best when he'll come back. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We have to cry tears of blood, the house of Allah, and we are running from it. If Tarawih finishes of 5 minutes earlier there, we want to run there. So 5 minutes less we listen to the words of Allah. We haven't understood what is the Quran. We haven't understood what is the Quran. One person came to Shah Waliullah Muhaddis Dehelvi Rahmatullah Ali. And he told him, تم اپنے قرآن کو آگ میں ڈالو, میں اپنا انجیل کو آگ میں ڈالتا ہوں. جو جلے وہ باطل, جو نہ جلے وہ حق. You throw your Quran in the fire, I throw my انجیل in the fire. The one that burns is false and the one that doesn't burn is حق, is truth. So what did Shah Waliy Allah say? یہ تو بے انصاف کی بات ہے. تم اپنے انجیل کو سینے سے باندھو, میں قرآن کو سینے سے باندھتا ہوں, ہم دونوں کودیں. ہاں یہ کیا بات ہے کہ قرآن کو ڈالو اور ہم باہر کریں. نہیں, تم انجیل کو باندھو, میں قرآن کو باندھتا ہوں, پھر ہم دونوں کودیں. What is this that you throw your انجیل and I throw my Quran? You tie the انجیل to your chest, I'll tie the Quran to my chest and we'll jump. How can we throw our divine scriptures and we stand outside? He ran from there. And then after that, Shah Waliullah said, you know why he said that? He came with a fireproof cover. Allah's qasam, if I to jump in that fire, not one hair on my body would have burnt. One person came to Shah Waliullah Muhaddi Dehelvi Rahmatullah Ali. He said, your Quran's got everything. Say, ah, har cheez. He said, bhai, make gold. He said, what you got? Same. He said, dedo. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ar-Rahmanir rahim. Maliki yawm al-deen. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يلو صنع بس goal. He took 10, he read عوذو, he read سورة فاتحة, he blew, he said this goal. أرے مسلمان, تُو نے قرآن کو کیا سمجھ کر رکھا ہے؟ We haven't understood what Allah has given us. تركت فيكم أمرين لن تضلوا ما إن تمسكتم بهما كتاب الله وسنتي. Oh my followers, I have left two things with you. Remember, if you hold on to that, no matter how much the dunya tries to take you away from Allah, you will be on haq and you will be on the path to Jannah. One is the words of Allah and one is my practice. Again, if my son comes home with a red ring in the report, then he can't touch the car. But every day he goes to college without reading Fajr Namaz. When did I shout him?
When did I shout, my son?
Mishkat jilla awal ki riwayat hai, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, man ghada ila al-masjid ghada bi rayat al-iman wa man ghada ila al-suq ghada bi rayat iblis. That person who performs his fajr salah and then goes to his shop, let him know he takes the banner of iman in his hand. And that person who goes to his shop or college or university without performing fajr salah, let him know he takes the banner of the devil in his hand. It comes in the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, man salla subha fa huwa fi dhimmatillah. The one who performs fajr salah, he is in the care of Allah. When Jamaat was from Riyadh, they were given 6 points in the morning. So one brother mentioned Karguzari, say one young boy, he heard this hadith and he went to school. Now like children, they're lazy to do homework. So the teacher told him, take out your book. He said, I didn't do it. He says, Ben. He says, what you mean, Ben? I read my fajr, I'm in the care of Allah, don't play with me. The teacher's eyes opened up, Allahu Akbar. I haven't understood what Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is mentioning in this hadith. Through the da'wat of this young boy, the teacher's life changed. So coming back to the hadith, مَشْيُ الْأَقْدَامِ إِلَى الْجَمَاعَةِ, to walk towards the masjid, وَالْجُلُوسُ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ, and to sit in the masjid after salah, وَإِصْبَاغُ الْوُضُوحِ حِينَ الْكَرِيحَاتِ, and to perform wudu under difficult conditions. In other words, when it's cold, when a person is feeling weak, is feeling sick, but it's the amr of Allah. Ya Allah, it is your amr. It comes in the hadith of Abu Dawud Sharif. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes dua. Today we want peace between husband and wife, between the children and the parents. The advice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what it will do, our bouquet of flowers and dairy box chocolate won't do. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Rahim Allahu imra'an. Oh Allah, you have mercy on that person who gets up in the darkness of the night. He's tired, he's exhausted, he's getting great pleasure in his sleep, but he throws a blanket and he makes wuzu in ice cold water. Now he comes to his wife. He doesn't want to disturb her. She is also tired and he knows she needs the rest. But the love of Allah overrides the love of his wife. He comes to his wife, say, oh my beloved, come, let's speak with our Allah. So his wife in the deep sleep, the words of the hadith Abu Dawud, he turns her face. So he gets some water. He's very reluctant and he doesn't want to do it. It's his beloved. But the love of Allah overrides the love of his wife. And in his heart, he finds it very difficult. But because he loves Allah, he takes some water and he drops it on her face. And as it trickles down, he doesn't want to see that it's his wife, he's disturbing her sleep. But the love of Allah overrides that love. And when she gets up, she says, oh my beloved, come, let's speak with Allah. Oh Allah, you have mercy on them. Oh Allah, you shower your rahmat on them. Oh Allah, you shower your mercy on the generations. Oh Allah, you unite them. We want the dua of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Here's the tariqah. Here's the method. So, وَإِصْبَاغُ الْوُضُوْ حِينَ الْكَرِيحَاتِ. The hadith is long. Thereafter, Allah told Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sal, O Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, ask what you want. Allahu Akbar. Let us ponder and let us think, respected friends. What dua did Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam make on that occasion? He was living a life of poverty. Did he complain to Allah about the halat of his sahaba? Did he complain to Allah? Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is sitting in the masjid. Ka'b ibn Ujra radiyallahu anhu enters. Bi abi anta wa ummi mali araka mutaghayyir al-lawn. O Nabi of Allah, what is the reason? I see the color of your face has turned pale. Farmaya ya Ka'b, ma dakhala jawfi ما يدخل جوف ذات كبد منذ ثلاث. ایک آب تین دن سے اس پیٹ میں ایک دانہ داخل نہیں ہوا. ایک آب تین دن سے اس پیٹ میں ایک دانہ داخل نہیں ہوا. او کاب, for 3 days not one food has entered the stomach, not one grain of food has entered my stomach. صحابہ اکرام مستدین و نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, they didn't have food. They said, oh my sahaba, what will be your condition?
when before you'll finish with one platter, the next platter will be placed. Today you haven't got clothes to cover your disease. A time will come, you'll have one outfit for the morning, one outfit for the afternoon, one outfit for the evening. Kanzul Ummal, the hadith is there, I read this hadith. So Nabi of Allah, then it will be easy. We'll have the best so we can make more and more ibadat. Nabi Sahasul said, my sahaba, today you are better. Today you are better. Us waqt dastarkhan pe itna kana hoga, itna kana hoga. There will be so much food on the dastarkhan that you'll forget to take the name of Allah also. There'll be a variety of so much food that you'll forget to take the name of Allah. Did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ask Allah this? He enters, he knocks the door. Ya Fatima, can I come in? Imran ibn Hussein is also with me. So you'll have to make parda. Says, oh my father, ma ajidu ma asturu bihi wajhi. Itna kapra nahi hai ki main apna chehre ko chupa do. Oh my father, I haven't got clothes to cover my face. So you bring in this sahabi, where must I go? It's not 3-4 rooms. Oh my father, where do I go? Hey Allah. Jiske liye aasman aur zameen ki takhleeq hui. 3 din se mere pet mein ek dana dakhil nahi hua. It comes in the hadith, what was the umumun food of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Khajur and water. For so many days he used to come home. Aisha, kuch hai? Nahi. Innim ra'un sa'imun, tab to mera roza hai. Achha. Next day Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came. Aisha, kuch hai? Nahi, tab to mera roza hai. Mil gayi to rozi, na mila to roza. Mil gayi to rozi, na mila to roza. Aray musalman, kabhi soch. Atutrakuna fima hauna aminin. Atutrakuna fima hauna aminin. You'll live in your house forever? You'll live in your palace forever? You'll drive that Mercedes forever? You'll have that title attached to your name forever? That bank balances are on your name forever? You'll never leave your house? Aray, that zamana has come that in the morning the man is greeting his wife and children. He doesn't know that's the last sight at my child. 4 o'clock he's returning as the janaza. Aaj wo zamana aa gaya. That's why I always tell the brothers, don't ignore that funeral notice. Don't ignore it. It is a dawat. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has written in Ihya'ul Ulum, every man should take out 5 minutes after Fajr Salah and go sit in one corner of his house or in the masjid, in a remote place. And tell him, Badmash, where are you running to? What are you heading for? What do you want? Accumulate and amass and do what? Do you know one day he's going to come, you'll be wrapped up in one cloth. Someone will be kissing your forehead. Someone will be crying. Someone will be phoning. Someone will be mourning. Someone will be doing what? Someone will be making intizam of the grave. You'll be wrapped up. Time will come, the janaza, the hearse will be brought. You'll be placed inside there. Children will cry for 2-3 days. And there you're on your journey. Today it's winter, you haven't got a jacket. Are you going to lie in the sand for years without heater, fan, nothing? Today our halat is such, we were in the Kabristan, one brother told me, say, Maulana, look at our halat. I say, why? He says, the little sand that comes into our shoes, we dust it. That sand in which we're going to lie for years, we can't take that little sand in our shoes also. That's our house. So what dua did Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam make dua to Allah? What did he say? Allahumma inni as'aluka fi'la al-khayrat wa tarka al-munkarat wa hubba al-masakin wa an taghfira li wa tarhamani وَإِذَا أَرَدْتَ بِعِبَادِكَ فِتْنَةً فَقْبِذْنِي غَيْرَ مَفْتُونَ. He didn't ask for wealth in it. He says, Ya Allah, give me tawfiq to be obedient to you. Allah. Allahumma inni. Wallah, it makes me hairan when I read this hadith. Nabi Kareem saw some, what dua he's making? Allah, you give me the ability to do what you want me to do. وَتَرْكَ الْمُنْكَرَاتِ. And Allah, you give me the ability to stay away from those things that will earn your wrath. وَحُبَّ الْمَسَاكِينَ. And Allah, you pour in my heart the love of the needy and the destitute. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allahumma ahyini miskina, wa amitni miskina, wahshurni fi zumrati al-masakin. Oh Allah, let me live as a miskeen. Let me die as a miskeen. And resurrect me with the poor people, Allah. Let me resurrect. In one hadith it comes. One angel came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, عَرَضَ عَلَيَّ رَبِّي لِيَجْعَلَ لِي بَطْحَاءَ مَكَّةَ ذَهَبًا. My Allah gave me the offer that all these mountains here around Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you so wish, we convert it into gold. قُلْتُ لَا يَا رَبِّ. مَنَا كَيَ اللَّهُ مُجِيَ نَيْتَيْهِ. وَلَكِنْ أَجُوعُ يَوْمًا وَأَشْبَعُ يَوْمًا. Oh Allah, I want to eat one day, and one day, oh Allah, I want to keep roza. فَإِذَا جُعْتُ تَذَرَّعْتُ إِلَيْكَ. When I will fast and I'll be hungry, Allah, I will humble myself before you. And وَإِذَا شَبِعْتُ, when I will eat, I will express my gratitude to you. Then Allah told me, إِنْ شِئْتَ نَبِيًّا مَلِكًا وَإِنْ شِئْتَ نَبِيًّا عَبْدًا. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you want, we make you a Nabi also and we make you a king. And if you want, we make you a Nabi and we make you a servant. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said three times, Bal nabiyyan abda, bal nabiyyan abda, bal nabiyyan abda. Allah, mujhe badshahat nahi chahiye, Allah, mujhe badshahat nahi chahiye. Mujhe Nabi to bana, lekin banda bana, banda bana, banda bana. Three times, Allah, I'll be a servant and a Nabi, a servant and a Nabi, a servant and a Nabi, but not a king of Allah. Making dua for iman. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma rizukni hubba. Ay Allah, you give me your muhabbat. Allahu Akbar. Ay Allah, you give me your true love. Today, when are we making dua that Ya Allah we want? Today, let us ask ourselves, did we ever make dua? Allah, bless me with your sight. The greatest horror for the kafir on the day of Qiyamah. Kalla, kalla, innahum ar-rabbihim yawma idhil mahjubun. Besides Jahannam, in the horror of Jahannam, that kafir will be deprived of seeing his own Allah. The greatest horror. When did we make dua that Ya Allah bless us with your sight? When did we make dua? And yaad raklo, that person that won't guard his eyesight, there are great chances he'll be deprived of that. That eyes that we are seeing haram. Let us ask ourselves, this ni'mat that Allah has given me of sight. Every day I'm going to job. Am I earning the pleasure of Allah? Am I earning the wrath of Allah? وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَطَمَسْنَا عَلَىٰ أَعْيُنِهِمْ فَاسْتَبَقُوا الصِّرَاطَ فَأَنَّا يُبْصِرُونَ. Man, don't think you are out of our control when you are misusing your eyes. We have that power that will make you blind on the spot. وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَمَسَخْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ مَكَانَتِهِمْ. And if we wish, we will convert you into apes and swines on that occasion. One Buzruk used to come from Jummah Salah, he used to blindfold himself. He used to come last and leave first. Someone told him, yeah, kya hai? He says, Allah, Qasam, when I come in the masjid, I see swines in the masjid. I see swines, I don't want to see them. Allah has revealed the halat of people to me, I don't want to look at them, so I blindfold myself, I come last and go first. When you are misusing those limbs, we can convert you into apes and swines. Ya Allah, you give me your muhabbat. Allahumma rizukni hubbak. Wa hubba man yuhibbuk. And Allah, the muhabbat of all those that love you, O Allah. Wa hubba amal alladhi yuqarribuni ilayk. And the muhabbat of every such action that will bring me close to you. This is iman. You see, when a person will understand that iman is a ni'mat from Allah, then he'll worry. When someone gives us a gift, then we maintain that gift. We protect that gift. Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu anhu knew iman was a gift from Allah. So he came to Hazrat Huzaifa radiyallahu anhu, who was sahibu sirri Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the knower of the secrets of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Umar said, Huzaifa, tell me, maybe Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I'm a hypocrite. Didn't, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given him the list of all the hypocrites. They were coming in the masjid and they were camouflaging the reality. Not revealing the reality. Whereas Nabi Kareem Sassam via Wahi was informed exactly who is a hypocrite. So Hazrat Umar came to Huzaifa and said, Huzaifa, maybe Nabi Sassam said that Umar is also a hypocrite. Allahu Akbar. Lo kana ba'di nabiyya la kana Umar. میرے بعد نبی ہوتا تو عمر ہوتا, عمر کو خوف ہے کہ میرے ساتھ ایمان ہے یا نہیں. حضرت حنظلہ رضی اللہ عنہ comes home speaking with his wife and children, and for that little while, that condition that was in him, that while he was speaking to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was not found. So when he got up, he said, نافقہ حنظلہ, نافقہ حنظلہ. While speaking with his wife and children, he thought of them. So he said, he's a hypocrite. Today while speaking with Allah, we think of our wife and children. What must we call ourselves? Hanzala speaking with his wife, he thought of his wife, and he said he's a hypocrite. Today speaking with Allah, we think of our wife and children. What must we call ourselves? Today we read our namaz. Yaqeen ke bas namaz kamil ho gayi. Ibrahim Khalilullah, he builds the Kaaba on the Amr of Allah. Allah commands him to build the Kaaba. And after he completes the Kaaba, what does he do?
رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.
Allah, I have built the Kaaba, but maybe you reject it. Please accept it. Allahu Akbar. Hey Allah, Kaaba I have built. But now what if you say no to it? Allah, what can I do? The ikhlas of Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, Allah poured the love on the ziyarat of the Kaaba in the billions of the Muslims, in the backs of the fathers, in the wombs of the mothers till the day of Qiyamah. Where are you going? Umrah. Where are you going? Hajj. Where are you going? Umrah. Where are you going? Hajj. Ibrahim alayhi salam makes dua. وَجُنُوبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَن نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ. Hey Allah, you have given me iman. Allah, I'm making dua to you. Save me and my son from worshipping idols. Allahu Akbar. What fear of iman? Allah, I'm a Muslim now. Khalilullah. And Quran ne ajeeb tabir istimal ki. وَاتَّقَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. One is I say the president is my friend, and one is the president say he is my friend. There is a difference. One is we invite him for meals, and one is he invites us for meals. Allah in this verse doesn't say that Ibrahim chose me for his friendship. Allah says, I chose Ibrahim for my friendship. Ah, kamal kar diya. I chose. In other words, when Allah said a friend, then Allah said, I chose Ibrahim. وَاتَّقَذَ اللَّهُ. Allah fa'il. Ibrahim maf'ul. And Ibrahim is saying, Allah save me from worshiping idols. Aray Musliman, what is our halat? What is our condition?
We are living in that error, respected friends, mothers and sisters. If we will not protect our iman, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يُصْبِحُ الرَّجُلُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا. That in the morning the man will be reciting the kalima la ilaha illallah, and in the evening his janaza will leave as a kafir. Today that zamana is in front of us. It's happening in front of us.
Muslim Sharif ki riwayat ka ek tukra hai, yabi'u deenahu bi'aradin min ad-dunya. A man will sell his deen for some material gain. For something of the dunya. He went for an interview. The boss said that you can't come in the Islamic garb. One person went. So the boss says that you can't come with this Islamic libas and beard and turban. You'll have to come tip-top, suit and tie. Next day, the baji came, tip-top, shining. He came there, his boss said, you can't look after your religion. Where you look after my, where you look after my job? Allah gave him saza in the dunya. You can't look after your religion. Where you look after my job? A man will sell his deen. Today we are doing it. When the muazzin says, hayya ala al-falah, and the shop is full, and it's zohr namaz time. Now the taqaza of deen is to tell the customer, sorry, boy, now my Allah is calling me. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu is sitting in the masjid of Ta'if with some sahaba. The muazzin calls out the adhan. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu starts crying. People ask him, Ibn Abbas, ma hadha al-jaza' wa ma hadha al-faza'? Why are you getting so excited and hysterical? We hear the adhan also 5 times a day. You don't have to kick up a performance and you don't have to get so hot about it. He says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Law ya'lamu an-nasu ma yaqulu al-mu'adhdhin mastarahu wa la namu. Allah's qasam, if the Muslims have to only understand what the mu'adhdhin is saying, they'll never sleep nor rest.
And according to one riwayat, Man takallama atna al-adhan, من تكلم أثناء الأذان خيف عليه من زوال الإيمان. The one who speaks while the Adhan is being called out, let him know there are chances he'll leave this dunya without iman. Such a severe warning.
Person feels honored by so and so. Arey, Allah is inviting you. Allah is calling you towards his house. Today, respected friend, to violate the orders of Allah has become easy for us. To disobey Allah is nothing. There is no guilt left in our hearts. Nothing pricks us. Nothing revives us. Nothing makes us think twice before what we're doing. One woman stole in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam one item. Her name was Fatima Makhzumiya. Muslim Sharif, the hadith is there. She was a woman of status. Sahaba made mashwara, they decided that let us consult Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let us approach him. It only be of Allah. We know the Quran says that her hands must be chopped off, but she has status. We think it won't be advisable to chop her hands off. She's got a lot of darja and status amongst our eyes. She's honored in society. Allahu Akbar. Zayd radiallahu anhu comes ghaliban in the presence of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Nabi of Allah, so and so woman has stolen. We are asking you to compromise. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into josh. Ya Zayd, أَتَشْفَعُ فِي حَدٍّ مِّنْ حُدُودِ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ لَوْ أَنَّ فَاطِمَةَ بِنْتِ مُحَمَّدٍ سَرَقَتْ لَقَطَعْتُ يَدَهَا. Zayd, you asking me to compromise for Allah's deen? You are talking of Fatima Makhzumiya. Allah's Qasam, who's controlled my life. Never mind Fatima Makhzumiya. Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad, has to steal, I'll chop her hand. My own daughter must steal, I'll chop her hand. How can I compromise in the ahkam of Allah Pak? Never mind Fatima Makhzumiya. Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad, is to steal. لَقَطَعْتُ يَدَهَا. قَسَمْ اُس ذَاتِ جو میری جان کا مالک ہے میں اُس کے ہاتھ کاٹ دوں گا. لیکن after all, that was a pure house. There's no question about it, Fatima رضی اللہ عنہ. But Zayd, intercede in the ahkam of Allah Pa. You're looking for loopholes, you're looking for leeways. When it comes to Allah, we can't compromise for no one. Let the wife know, let the children know, let the boss know, let the neighbors know, let the relatives know. Allah comes first. Dunya ko kehne do. Dunya, respected friends, you mustn't make aitibar of. Wallah. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam told Allah, hey Allah, I'm inviting towards your deen. I will continue inviting Allah, but stop the tongues of people. They speak bad of me. Sometimes they say this, sometimes they say that. Allah, they speak in bad about me. Allah, you stop the tongues and I'll carry on, Wallah. Allah said, Arey Musa, logon ne tum mujhe nahi chora, tujhe kaha chorenge? People didn't leave me. Some said I got children, some said I got a wife, some said I got daughters. They didn't leave me. Where they leave you, Musa? So logon ka bharosa mat karo. One person wrote a poem and then he said very beautifully. He says, In aban nasu maqalati falaysa qawluhum bi yaziru. قَدْ قِيلَ أَنَّ الْقُرْآنَ سِحْرُ وَمَا يَقُولُ الرَّسُولُ زُورُ. Some people will praise my poem and some will laugh at it. I don't have to worry. Never mind my poem. They didn't leave the Quran. So my poem is nothing serious. So Musa, you speaking about yourself. They didn't leave Allah. They didn't leave me. Where are they going to leave you? They said that the malaika are the daughters of Allah. And Allah says, تكاد السماوات يتفطرن منه وتنشق الأرض وتخر الجبال هدا. When men say I got children, Allah says I come into so much anger that if my hukam comes, the sky will crack and the earth will split. Qiyamah will come away. When man says I have got children, I cannot withstand this, that the skies want to crack and they want to collapse. أَنْدَعُوا لِلْرَّحْمَانِ وَلَدَا. You saying that Allah got children. That is why in one hadith it comes, Allah says, الشَّتَمَنِي إِبْنُ عَادَمْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ ذَلِكْ. Insan has spoken ill of me and he hasn't got the right to speak ill of me. And insan has called me a liar and he hasn't got the right to call me a liar. How has he spoken ill of me? He says that I got children. whereas I'm free from all these things. And how has he made me a liar? I have said that I will resurrect him, and he has negated this. He is questioning that how will Allah give life after death? How will Allah assemble us? Billions of people died. Oh, if we come in front of Allah, maybe there will be some calculators and computers. Right. So is Renika in line? Now, billions of people, when will my chance come? How will Allah take hisab? No, inna Allah sari'ul hisab. Allah has the ilm of every person, what he's doing, what he done, and what he will do. He has the taqat of taking the hisab of the entire makhluk in the duration of the wink of an eye. Wallahi, he has that taqat. And he has the knowledge of everything that is happening.
بَلَا قَادِرِينَ عَلَىٰ أَن نُسَوِّيَ بَنَانَا.
Main things, how we'll assemble his bones. Let him know we have that strength that we will gather the fingertips. Never mind bones. We will gather one fingertip and we'll put it back to him. Yeah. Ab to kya karega?
وَعُرِضُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ صَفَّا.
You are to come in front of your Lord one day. Safa, you'll be standing in a saf.
لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ.
No dream has been interpreted. No fabricated ahadith have been narrated. The words of Allah directly via His Nabi have been put across to us. According to the hadith of Tirmizi Jillatani, 80 serfs of this ummah, 40 serfs of the balance of the ummah, 120 serfs in front of Allah Pak.
How? Innakum mahshuruna yawm al-qiyamati hufatan, uratan, ghurla.
You will be resurrected in front of Allah completely naked. So Aisha said, O Nabi of Allah, so I'll see the satr of my neighbor. Said Aisha, us din ki pareshani itni hogi, ki parosi ko dekhne ki himmat nahi hogi.
The ghabrahat and the supreme horror. Yawma yafirru al-mar'u min akhihi wa ummihi wa abihi. Yawma yafirru al-mar'u min akhihi wa ummihi wa abihi.
When the children will be running from the parents and the parents from the children, the husband from the wife and the wife from the children, لِكُلِّ مْرِئٍ يَوْمَ إِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِي. Each man will be worried of his own hisab. What will each person say? When he'll see that, by now nothing is clicking here.
يَوَدُّ الْمُجْرِمُ لَوْ يَفْتَدِي مِنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمِئِذٍ بِبَنِي.
Allah, I got nothing, but one thing I can offer. Allah, here's my children, take all of my children, all my sons, Allah. You threw them in Jahannam and save me, Allah. Allah is saying,
يَوَدُّ الْمُجْرِمُ تَمَنَّا كَرَيْغَا كَافِرْ لَوْ يَفْتَدِي كَاسْ كَ فِدْيَا دَيْوَي وَا اُس دِن کے عذاب سے
بھی بنی اپنے بیٹے سے. Arey insan, what you doing for your children? Today a man does for his children and he destroys his own akhirah. Destroys. That is why Allah says,
إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةً.
يَا أَيُّوَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّ مِنْ أَوْلَادِكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجِكُمْ عَدُوًّا لَكُمْ. Oh, you who believe, be careful, some of your wives and your children are your enemies. When there's a taqaza of deen and they are calling you against it, then that is not your son, that is not your wife, they don't want good for you.
عَدُوًّا لَكُمْ, they are your enemies.
تو بچ کے رہنا کبھی ان کی محبت میں اپنے آخرت کو برباد مت کرنا. ان کی محبت میں اپنے آخرت کو برباد مت کرنا. کیوں؟
يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ.
In the dunya, man says, I must have a room, poirao dukan chalao hai. When you come in front of Allah, Allah says, poirao kam ni kare. Each man is to come. You have to come furada, one by one. Kama khalaqnakum awwal. Aray insan, look at the badshahs of the dunya when they live in. They also go in the same kafan. Very same kafan, Very same coffin, very same hearse, they're going in the same thing. So you have to come in front of Allah.
مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا سَيُكَلِّمُهُ رَبُّهُ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تَرْجُمَانِ.
Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, every one of you has to come in front of Allah. And listen, there'll be no translator between Allah and Allah's servant. See, when a student fails an examination, then he avoids the teacher. And he avoids his father also. And if he can, he'll tear the report. He doesn't want to come in front of his father. He'll speak wasatat of his mother via his mother. Tell Papa this, tell Papa that. So Allah says in Sa'ad, you have to come in front of me yourself. Let us ponder.
وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى.
That man who fears the day of standing in front of his Lord, that with what face will I come in front of my Lord, that for 20 years I never performed Fajr Salah. For so many years I ate haram. For so many years I misused my eyes. For so many years I ignored the rights of my parents. For so many years I did not discharge my zakat. My neighbors don't know. People take me as a buzruk.
Restless night because the children were sick. Did one night go restless? What will I answer tomorrow when I'll be lowered in the grave?
One night. Not once a month, once a year, once in 5 years. One night in my 30 years of life did my wife ask me, why are you restless, my beloved?
No, my wife, what will I tell Allah when I'll come in front of Allah?
Whole dunya, whole life was dunya, dunya. How will I come in front of Allah? And the day is to come. Jannat is a reality. Jahannam is a reality. Qabr is a reality. Hashr is a reality. Sirat is a reality. Naam-e Amal is a reality. Hawz-e Kawthar is a reality. All these things are reality. It cannot be denied. And if we deny, we are deceiving ourselves. I give the answer of that very simple. Like when two people are sleeping on one bed. One in his dream, he's owning the whole world. And the person next to him, he knows that this guy, he hasn't got enough clothes to cover his body. But in his dunya, he's the badshah, and he's commanding, and he's doing this, and he's doing... No one can see nothing. Likewise, we can't see what's happening in the grave, everything is happening.
Qiyamah happens in our house every day when you go to sleep. Allahu yatawaffa al-anfus hina mawtiha wallati lam tamut fi manamiha.
Allah says, you want the proof of Qiyamah? Qiyamah is in your house. Every night when you go to sleep, then I capture your soul. And everyone is dead silent. And when the azan calls out, it's like the when the announcer will announce on the day of Qiyamah.
Allahu Akbar. When Allah's Amr will come, وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ, when the trumpet will be blown.
فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ,
everyone will die on the spot. إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ, جَبْ سُورَجْ بِنُورْ ہو جائے گا. وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ فَطَرَتْ, جَبْ آسمان گر جائے گا. وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُجِّرَتْ, جَبْ پہار چلا دیے جائیں گے. وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ, جَبْ سمندر میں آگ جلا دی جائے گی. الْقَارِعَةُ مَا الْقَارِعَةُ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْقَارِعَةُ. الْحَاقَّةُ مَا الْحَاقَّةُ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحَاقَّةُ. أَذِفَتِ الْعَاذِفَةِ يَوْمَ يَجْعَلُ الْوِلْدَانَ شِيبًا. That day that will make the young old.
يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Oh you who believe, fear you Allah. إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ.
Death when the earth will be shaken.
إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا.
When the earth will be shaken.
وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا.
And this earth will take it. This earth will take out the treasures that are hidden beneath it.
وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَالَهَا.
And men will say, what's wrong with this land? We're walking on it for 20 years. Why is it performing like this?
يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا.
When the land will own up of the vice and the crime that was committed on it.
Ha!
Why? بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَالَهَا. Your Lord has inspired it to do it. And what will happen on that day?
Allah says, Allahu Akbar, بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا.
When billions will be gathering up, they all will stand up from their graves, walking to the Maidan of Hashar. Billions from Adam alayhi salam till the last person. What that manzar will be on one Amr of Allah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. يَتَّبِعُونَ الدَّاعِيَةَ لَا عِوَجَ لَهُ وَخَشَعَتِ الْأَصْوَاتِ وَخَشَعَتِ الْأَصْوَاتِ. Allah says, today people are inviting towards me. Some listen, some ignore. That day one announcer will announce. No one will have the himmat of ignoring. Each man will stand up from his grave. Billions will be walking to the Maidan of Hashar. But what will be the alam? وَخَشَعَتِ الْأَصْوَاتِ.
Allah says, billions will be walking, but there will be pin drop silence. فَلَا تَسْمَعُ إِلَّا هَمْسَى. You'll only hear footsteps. No one looking right, left. The blazing fire of Jahannam in front. Each man in Parishani getting up from his grave. Some getting up after 100 years. Some getting up after 1,000 years. Some getting up after 500 years. And walking to the Maidan of Hashar. وَعَنَتِ الْوُجُوهُ. Us din Badshah aur Faqir barabar. Us din Badshah aur Faqir barabar.
Allah ke darbar mein hazri ke liye.
Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that person who comes in front of Allah and his hisab is taken, then he is
nuqisha fil hisab, sakht hisab le liya gaya, so he is destroyed.
So as Aisha said, O Nabi of Allah, Allah says in the Quran that every person has to give hisab in front of Allah. And you are saying that person that gives hisab is destroyed. So it means every one of us are destroyed?
Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, O Aisha, that is arz. One is hisab and one is arz. One is when a man comes to the custom and he says, bye, through the green light you can carry on. So one is a person will come in front of Allah, Allah will say, achha, you done this, theek hai bhai, chale jao. You done this, theek hai. One person will come in front of Allah, and it will be told, Allah will say, you done this. He'll say, yes, oh Allah. Allah will say, why?
That person who Allah asks, why, he is gone. That person who Allah asks, why you have done this, faqad, he is gone, he is destroyed. Imagine in front of Allah Pak, respected friends, how can we answer? وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِ. That person who's given his name amal in his right hand. فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا.
He will go around in Jannat. If I look at my results, when a student passes with aid, and how he boasts. He shows his father, he shows his uncle, he shows his relative. I've got entrance into university, does it?
فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمَقْرَأُ حِسَابِيَا. بھائی دیکھو میرا حساب پر لو, میرا اللہ نے کہا کہ میں جنتی ہوں.
He'll go around boasting.
وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ.
And that man whose book of deed will be given to him in his left hand.
Allahu Akbar. What will he say? وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِ فَسَوْفَ يَدْعُو ثُبُورًا وَيَسْلَى سَعِيرًا.
Ya Allah, I don't want Jannat, I don't want Jannam. Allah, you give me death, let me die, Ya Allah. Allah, you give me death.
يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَةِ مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَا.
بھائی میرا سام مچ ویلتے تا ہے نا, so many billions of rains, but it's not helping me today.
حَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَا.
اللہ will say, خاموش, خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوهُ. Take him and tie him up.
ثُمَّ فِي سِلْسِلَةٍ ذَرْعُهَا سَبْعُونَ ذِرَاعًا.
Then in a chain, the length is, which is equivalent to 70 arms length. And Nabi Kareem says, it comes in the hadith, لو أن سلسلة من السلسلة التي ذكرها الله في كتابه وضع على جبل لذاب حتى يبلغ الأرض السابعة. If an arm's length of that chain has to be placed on one mountain, it will penetrate till the seventh earth. In such chains, with equivalent the length of 70 arms, he'll be tied up. Dalo usko jahannam ki aag mein. Dalo usko jahannam ki aag mein. When the jahannamis will be burning and they'll be in problems, Allahu Akbar, then they'll cry for water. They'll be thirsty. So what will they drink? يَتَجَرَّعُهُ وَلَا يَكَادُ يُسِيغُ وَيَأْتِيهِ الْمَوْتُ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ وَمَا هُوَ بِمَيِّتٍ. Allah says, we will force down his throat the pus and the blood that will come out of his body, and Allah says, we will tell him to drink it. He will be so thirsty that willingly he will drink that. يَتَجَرَّعُهُ, he will try and swallow it. وَلَا يَكَادُ يُسِيغُهُ, but it won't go further than his throat. وَيَأْتِيهِ الْمَوْتُ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ, he will go through so much pain that death will approach him from every angle. وَمَا هُوَ بِمَيِّتٍ, but he'll never die. When a man is in pain and he passes away, what we say? Chalo haru to ye Allah pai chala gaya. This death will approach them every day, but they'll never die. Allahu Akbar. When a man is in pain, we say, can chalo gaya, he was better off. He was going through too much pain. They will be going through so much pain that death is coming at every second, but he'll never die. وَسُقُومَا أَنْ حَمِيمَا, such hot water they will be made to drink that the intestines will come out. The top lip will come to the head and the bottom lip till the stomach. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. كُلَّمَا أَرَادُوا أَنْ يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا مِنْ غَمٍ أُعِيدُوا فِيهَا وَذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقُ. Every time they will try and run out of Jahannam, there will be people standing at the doors of Jahannam with hammers that will knock them on the heads and send them back in. Then they will make dua, they will say, Ya Malik, يُخَفِّفْ عَنَّا يَوْمًا مِّنَ الْعَذَابِ. Malik, tell your Allah to give us one day chutti. We are suffering here in Jahannam so much. Tell your Allah, one day he must give us off. After it, your Allah can throw us back in Jahannam. Tell your Allah, one day he must give us off, and after it, he can put us back in Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. يُخَفِّفْ عَنَّا يَوْمًا مِّنَ الْعَذَابِ. It comes in the riwayat, for 40 years no one will answer them. Bearing in mind, مِقْدَارُهُ خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَى, one day is equivalent to 50,000 years of this dunya. Again I mention, no room for our intelligence, no room for our intellect. This is through the amr of Allah, it is to happen. 40 years no one will answer them. When a child is in problem and his mother ignores him, when he comes to his father and his father ignores him, the pain increases more because no one wants to listen to him. So 40 years no one will answer them. Bearing in mind how long, after that Allah will announce, قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ. خَامُوش, don't open your mouth, don't ask me for chutti. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا abada. Hamesha hamesh ke liye, ab nikalne ka koi raasta nahi. Now Allah gives us iman and he saves us from such doom, and then we look at the kafir in our mouth water. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So Allah is saying, aray insan, I'm giving you iman and you're running after dunya. You are undermining that iman. You are undermining that iman. You are overlooking that iman, that car and that house and that palace is better than that iman. Remember, وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْ يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ. Show Allah the slightest disinclination and Allah will snatch your iman. Allah is Beniyaz. Allah doesn't need me to speak and Allah doesn't need you to listen. Allah doesn't need us to put up this masjid. Allah doesn't need anything. One thing remember, friends, when we do khidmat of deen, we're dealing with an independent being. We are not working for any business or any boss. We are dealing with an independent being. لَا يُسْأَلُ عَمَّا يَفْعَلُ وَهُمْ يُسْأَلُونَ. He will do what he wants, when he wants, how he wants, with who he wants. No one can ask him. He is a king. When he desires to do what, he'll do. But he's a badshah. If Allah didn't send one Nabi and he didn't reveal the Quran and everyone came in this dunya and done what he wants and Allah throws everyone in Jahannam, who can lift a finger against Allah? Who can do what? No one can do anything. It's His mercy. It's His mercy that He sent Nabi after Nabi. No, when our children go and play and if someone ill-treats our child, then what we say? Dikra tano jato. Tano jato, eliko tano mar hai. Ya Allah sends one Nabi in this dunya. People laugh at that Nabi. People mock at that Nabi. Allah knows when I'll send my another prophet, they'll do the same thing. Allah doesn't say nojao. Allah doesn't say 10, 100. Allah sends 124,000. How much He loves us. Allah desires Jannat for us more than we desire it for ourselves, Allah's qasam. Allah desires Jannat for us more than we desire for ourselves. That is why He sent 124,000. Turn the pages of history. In the entire lifespan of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a fly has not set on that Mubarak body. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's lifespan, a fly has not set on that Mubarak body. Turn the pages of history from that Mubarak body. May Allah's peace and blessings descend on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Let us recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa Nabiyyina wa Shafi'ana wa Habibana wa Hadiyana wa Murshidana wa Mawlana Muhammad wa Barik wa Sallim. In the entire lifespan of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, not once did he yawn. But respected friends, Allah tolerated blood to flow from that body. So that today you and I are reciting La ilaha illallah. Allah couldn't stop it. When the kuffar were persecuting Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah couldn't stop it. It was full in the knowledge of Allah. But this is the system of Allah for hidayat. Today, respected friends, this garden of Islam that has been nourished by the lives of Sahaba and the Mubarak blood of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, today that garden of Islam has reached us. Allah's qasam, it wasn't for them, today you and I would be ringing the bells of the churches. Lekin He has taken pity on us. We didn't come on the dunya on the request of any professor or lawyer. We came on the request of Allah. We live on the decision of Allah. Why not live according to the will of Allah? We came with the amar of Allah. We live with the amar of Allah. Why not live according to the amar of Allah? Respected friends, it's time we open our eyes. It's time we repent to Allah. It's time we draw a line in our life. It's time we open our eyes and we remember and we remind ourselves of the day that we have to come in front of our Creator and we have to give hisab of every little thing. Luqman alayhi salatu was salam. Today, when did we advise our children? And if we advise them, what do we advise them? أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءَ إِذْ حَذَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتِ إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي. Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah says, Allah draws the picture of when he's leaving this dunya. Today we know that waqia of that person who was leaving the dunya, lying on his deathbed in the hospital, say, where are Ibrahim kache? Paji ya upore loche. Yusuf kache? Paji upore loche. Muhammad kache? Paji ham boiche. To paji dukan ma konche. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. Are, kambakat, you going to see Allah? You going 2 minutes down 6 feet? You worried who's in that shop? Open your eyes. Allah's qasam, we have to cry tears of blood. We have to cry tears of blood. Our hearts gone so hard. Like Allah says, ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَٰلِكَ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةِ وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهُ الْأَنْهَارِ. That their hearts are gone harder than rocks. لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. Such hearts through which they cannot understand.
أعينٌ لا يبصرون بها, such eyes through which they cannot see. آذانٌ لا يسمعون بها, such ears through which they cannot hear. Let them know. أولئك كالأنعام. یہ تو جانور کی طرح ہے, سن لو وہ جانور سے زیادہ بدتر ہے.
Such eyes through which they cannot see. People are dying every day in front of us and their eyes don't open.
Are we gone like the Bani Israel that said, لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى نَرَ اللَّهَ جَهْرًا. Allah, we won't bring iman on you till we don't see you with our naked eye.
What are we waiting for?
Which alim are we waiting for to come that we're going to decide to draw a line in our life? When are we going to hold the kalam? Who are we waiting for? Like Allah says of the kuffar, وَلَوْ أَنَّنَا نَزَّلْنَا إِلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ وَكَلَّمَهُمُ الْمَوْتَى وَحَشَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ قُبُلًا مَا كَانُوا لِيُؤْمِنُوا.
They told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, let us speak to the deceased, let us see the malaika. Allah says, if we reveal the malaika and we put Jannat and Jahannam in front of them, then do they won't bring iman.
Are we gone so, that our hearts are gone so hard, what are we waiting for?
Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says in one hadith, هَلْ تَنْتَذِرُونَ إِلَّا فَقْرًا مُنْسِيًا أَوْ غِنًا مُتْغِيًا أَوْ حَرَمًا مُفْنِدًا أَوْ مَوْتًا مُجْهِدًا.
Insan, Allah has given you everything and you're taking advantage of this ni'mat. Wait, are you waiting for that day to come that you become bedridden? Are you waiting for that day to come because of poverty you go around begging? Now this ni'mat that Allah has given you, it is good for everything other than the deen of Allah. When the wife is conceiving, then what does Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions, حَمَلَتْ حَمْلًا خَفِيفًا فَمَرَّتْ بِهِ فَلَمَّا أَثْقَلَتْ دَعْوَ اللَّهَ رَبَّهُمَا لَئِنْ آتَيْتَنَا صَالِحًا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ.
Allah rek ni'mati poiro de jo Allah aim tem. And when the son is born, then he's good for dunya, he's not good for deen. Allah says when insan is in problems, فَدُو دُعَا in عَرِيد, تو بَرِلَمْ بِي دُعَا کرتا ہے. مصاب اللہ منی شفا دے تو مسجد چوروان ہونی مسجد چو. And what? مَرَّ كَالَّمْ يَدْعُنَا إِلَىٰ ذُرِّمْ مَسَّ. When we cure him, then he walks past the masjid like we had nothing to do with his cure. It was him, his doctors and his medicine. We had nothing. So insan knows us for his problem. Respected friends, we have oppressed ourselves. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. We driving in the car, the music is on. Hey, you see someone gave you light. Of the music, but the Durood Sharif parcha teja. Also, Durood Sharif is so that you don't get the ticket. Inna lillahi. So cheap deen is gone. Deen is gone so cheap that your beloved Nabi, whose last words were, Zid alayya wa khaffif ala ummati. The pain that is experienced at the time of death is as though 360 swords are pierced into the body at 1 second. Increase and accelerate and intensify that pain on me and release it on my ummah. So to send durood on him to save yourself from money, that is the time you got time to send durood on him. One buzruk was passing through one town, wanted to make wuzu, came to the well. No rassi, no door, nothing, no bucket, no rope. One young girl was playing by. Says, Malana, you looking pareshan? Says, yeah, I want to make wuzu. But there's no bucket here. He says, there's nothing to worry about. She looks down, she spat in the well, the water rose. Allah Akbar. Makes wuzu, performs salah. After namaz, he calls that young girl. He says, Bachi, let us listen, my mothers and sisters, how we should give our children tarbiyat.
What action of yours is attracted the rahmat of Allah?
Says, I'm a young girl, what can I do?
Says, no, something you are doing.
Says, well, maybe this can be the reason. Every night before I sleep, my mother makes sure that I read 1,000 durood on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa Nabiyyana wa Shafi'ana wa Habibana wa Hadiyana wa Murshidana wa Mawlana Muhammadin wa Barikul Salim.
Before I sleep, my mother says, till then my mother doesn't let me sleep. My mother doesn't sit with my homework. My mother doesn't see if my mess is up to date. My mother sees if I read 1,000 times through.
That mother loved her daughter. So she was making her akhirat.
Dunya to chand saal ke liye hai.
قل إن الخاسرين الذين خسروا أنفسهم وأهليهم يوم القيامة ألا ذلك هو الخسران المبين لهم من فوقهم ظلل من النار ومن تحتهم ظلل ذلك يخوف الله به عباده يا عباد فاتقون.
Let them know, O Nabi of Allah, the man who's living hand to mouth is not unsuccessful. The man who's living in a hut is not unsuccessful. The man who hasn't got food is not unsuccessful.
قل إن الخاسرين الذين خسروا أنفسهم وأهليهم يوم القيامة ألا ذلك هو الخسران المبين.
That man whose abode is Jahannam, he is unsuccessful. What pleasure there will be if Allah says, "Cha, you were reading Namaste ke tum channet mein chale jao." Your wife in that door of Jahannam, your son in that door of Jahannam. Today a man can't enjoy holiday if his son's got a headache. Where will enjoy Jannat if the wife and children are in Jahannam? Or if the wife is in Jannat and we in Jahannam? What pleasure can there be in that Jannat? We can never enjoy that Jannat. So respected friends, it's time we turn to Allah. It's time we open our eyes. It's time we repent to Allah. Let us make this azam tonight, inshallah, we get up and we make sincere repentance to Allah. Tahajjud namaz. إِذَا بَكَ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ لَرَحِمَ اللَّهُ تِلْكَ الْأُمَّةِ بِبُكَاءِ ذَلِكَ الْعَبْدُ. When one servant repents to Allah and he cries with sincere tears, then Allah showers His mercy on that nation on the crying of that servant. So, جب دینے والے ایسے ہو and we still don't take, then who are we going to blame? Ya abdi in zakartani zakartuk wa in nasitani zakartuk. Eh mere banda, jab tu mujhe yaad karta hai to main tujhe yaad karta hu, lekin jis din tu mujhe bhoolta hai us din bhi main tujhe yaad rakhta hu. My servant, when you remember your Allah, then your Allah remembers you. But the day you forgot your Allah, that day also your Allah remembers you. That day also your Allah remembers you. You see, today man has got a misconcept about Allah. Think, oh, we have to fast, we have to go for Hajj. We can't eat this, we can't wear this, we can't look at this, we can't speak to this person, we can't do this. We make deen sound very difficult. We haven't understood the sweetness of Iman. We know the waqi of Layla and Majnu. Huh? Layla, Majnu was infatuated over Layla, mad in her love. So one day the governor heard about this, so he summoned him. He says, Majnu, what's this? Every time I'm listening, people are speaking. So much so he used to say, Amurru bi diyari diyari Layla, uqabbilu zal jidari wa zal jidari. That when I used to pass by the streets of Layla, then I kiss this wall and I kiss that wall because my beloved walks through the street. So the governor called him and he says, Majnu, let us have a look at your Layla. You're speaking so much about her. So when she came, she was dark in complexion. She was not one but attractive. So it added to his anxiety to say, now what's the story? Allah, for what answer he gave? He told the governor, you looking at Layla with your eyes. Look at Layla with Majnu's eyes. Look at Layla with Majnu's eyes. Allah's Qasam, today we are looking at Deen with our eyes. Let us look at Deen with Siddiq Akbar's eyes. Let us look at Deen with Farooq Azam's eyes. Let us look at the Quran with Usman Ghani's eyes. And Allah's Qasam, it will become easy for us to complete the Quran from cover to cover in 2 rakat namaz. Let us look at Deen with the eyes of Siddiq Akbar, and inshallah it will become easy for us to give our dunya and everything for the Deen of Allah. Today we are looking at Deen with our eyes. So we can't see anything. The governor couldn't see the beauty in Layla. He had to see with Majnu's eyes. Let us see Deen with the eyes of Sahaba, respected friends. And then we will understand the sweetness of Iman. Hazrat Zubair radiallahu anhu says, when I accepted Islam, my uncle, he took the responsibility of torturing me. He took the responsibility. It was a task that, look here, this person has accepted Islam. Who's going to make the effort that he must leave Islam? Allahu Akbar. So what he used to do? Kana yaluffuhu fi hasirin. He used to roll me up in one mat. Wa yudakhinu alayhi bin nar. And then he used to kindle the fire on either side. So I'm inside and fire burning from both sides. So I can suffocate inside and I must die. Then he used to tell me, Ukfur bi Rabbi Muhammad adra'u anka al-hadab. deny the oneness of Allah and I'll remove this azab. He used to say, do this 10 times to me a day. Allah's qasam, I won't leave Allah. I won't leave Allah. Today, what is our halat? What is our halat?
وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ حَرْفٍ فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ اطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةٌ انْقَلَبَ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِهِ خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينُ.
Allah says, I know some of my servants, they have made money the foundation of my worship. So when they start reading namaz, and the business starts booming, then they say namaz is nice. Ah. Allah knows what is deep down in the heart. Some of my servants, they have made money the foundation of my ibadat. So when they read namaz and things are prosperous and everything is working out, then they say namaz is nice. And if problems come in their way, then they leave namaz. So Allah says, let them know business is bad by leaving namaz. Not only you lost dunya, so you lost akhirat also. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينُ. So the foundation of the worship of Allah is dunya. So cheap you have made deen. Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam was preparing the horses for jihad. And the sun was about to set. When he seen the sun setting, he said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahu Akbar. Namaz didn't become qaza. The waqt mustahab is gone.
Rudduha alayya fatafiqa masham bisuqi wal a'naq.
In sab 100 horses, sab ko zabah kar do, aur uske gosht ko ghuraba mein taqseem kar do. مجھے اس گورے سے فائدہ نہیں اتانا ہے جس گورے نے میرے رب کے ایک حکم میں تاخیر کی. Slaughter these horses and distribute the meat amongst the destitute. I don't want to benefit from that horse which has been the cause of delaying one order of my Allah. آج کوئی مسلمان ہے کہ 20 سال سے اس دکان نے مجھے مسجد سے دور رکھا, لے لو یہ دکان مجھے نہیں چاہیے. Is there some Muslim that can stand up today and say, for 20 years this shop has kept me away from the masjid. Oh Allah, on your name, this masjid is, this shop is sadaqah. 100 horses, ya Allah, on your name, sadaqah. Because why? The sun is setting, one order of yours has been delayed. Is there some murder mu'min that can stand up today? Today our halat is never Allahu Akbar. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passing with the Sahaba Ikram, took that one building. یہ کس کی ہے؟ بس نیکسٹ ٹائم نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم پاسز بائی لیولڈ ود دا ارتھ. سو نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے ڈبل اسٹوری دیٹ واز اٹ. سو نبی اف اللہ, وی ریکگنائز فرام یور فیس دیٹ یو ڈس اپروڈ آف اٹ. سو واٹ مسٹ وی ڈو ود دیٹ ہاؤس دیٹ یو ڈو وانٹ ٹو ڈے؟ واٹس اور حالت؟ یو گاٹ دا سویٹ ان یور ہینڈ, سے وائی دیٹس حرام, سے اور موسٹ آف نیکسٹ ٹائم آئی وونٹ بائی دس ون, آئی لیڈ فینش. ارے وی کانٹ تھرو ون سیٹ ون سویٹ فار اللہ. It's haram, we know it's haram, but because we bought it, now next time I won't buy, but this one we'll eat finish. For Allah, we can't do that. And then you say, Masa, why isn't Allah accepting my dua? One sahabi lifted his hand, Allah brought rain. He lifted his hand, Allah moved a mountain. He lifted his hand, water gushed out from the earth. Allah's qasam, today billions are holding the ghilaf of the Kaaba, nothing is happening. Billions are holding the ghilaf of the Kaaba and crying, nothing is happening. And the halat with which we are living, nothing will happen. There's one talk I've spoken about, the reasons why du'as are not accepted. Why our du'as have been rejected today. So today, respected friends, the ahkam and the azmat of the ahkam of Allah has left us. Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, when Zulaykha intended seducing and soliciting and persuading him towards the evil act of adultery.
وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ.
She shut the doors of the palace. She led him to one room. وقالت هيت لك قال معاذ الله إنه ربي أحسن مثواي إنه لا يفلح الظالمون.
حشاوك الله. How can I do zina? My Allah is watching me.
And according to one riwayat, Yaqub alayhi salam came, Allah ta'ala, in through the qudrat of Allah, he seen Yaqub alayhi salam with his finger in his mouth. Hey, beta, Yusuf, sambal ke rehna. Sambal ke rehna. Don't fall in the trap of zina.
So what did she say?
لَإِنْ لَمْ يَفْعَلْ مَا آمُرُهُ لَيُسْجَنَنَّ وَلَيَكُونَ مِّنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ. If he will not satisfy my carnal passion and desire, then I will make sure that he will be put in prison.
Allahu Akbar.
This is a Nabi. What did the Nabi say? He lifted his hands. قَالَ رَبِّ السِّجْنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا يَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيْهِ وَإِلَّا تَصْرِفْ عَنِّي كَيْدَهُنَّ أَصْبُ إِلَيْهِنَّ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ.
Oh Allah, this woman is threatening me with zina. And she said that if I won't commit zina, she'll put me in jail. Allah, your izzat qasam, that jail is more beloved to me, but I don't want to disobey you, Allah. Allah, I love in that jail, and whatever happens, Allah, I'll stick it out. Allah, Baki, I don't want to be disobedient to you, Allah. Hey Allah, wo jail khana mujhe zyada pasand hai zina ke banisbate, Allah.
And the Quran says, innocently, he stayed in the jail for 7 years, according to the riwayat of Jalalin. 7 years, Baki, Allah, tu razi ho ja, tu razi ho ja. That is why Allah speaks about the Sahaba. If a man wants to know who are Sahaba, what is the definition of Sahaba? Besides the fact those that see Nabi Sassam in the status of Iman. يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا سِيمَاهُمْ فِي وُجُوهِمْ مِّنْ أَثَرِ السُّجُودِ ذَلِكَ مَثَلُهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَمَثَلُهُمْ فِي الْإِنْجِيلِ. It was that group of people whose 24 hours worry was, how can my Allah be happy? Every time, that's why Allah says, Tarahum rukka, kabhi tu unko ruku mein dekhega, sujjada, kabhi tu unko sajda mein dekhega, kabhi tu unko roza ki halat mein, kabhi kaaba ki tawaf ho rahi, kabhi huzur ki ziyarat ho rahi, kabhi sadqa de rahe, kabhi Allah ki raah mein Allah ki taraf bula, bas rab tu razi ho ja, yehi kaafi hai.
One tamanna, one jazba, one desire, one aim, one worry. Hey Allah, you be pleased with us.
We make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that He opens our eyes. He gives us the tawfiq to repent sincerely. He gives us the tawfiq to make this the turning point of our life. We make dua to Allah Pak that He gives us tawbah to repent from our past life and to think seriously and to start preparing for that final day when we have to leave this dunya and meet our master.
I have mentioned this in great length, the waqa is very long. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, لها سبعة أبواب. That Jahannam has 7 doors. لكل باب منهم جزء مقسوم. And from every door, certain group of people will enter. One door has been left لِأَهْلِ الْكَبَائِرِ مِنْ أُمَّتِكَ الَّذِينَ مَاتُوا وَلَمْ يَتُوبُوا. Nabi Kareem Sassam was informed via Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam the whole history of this. And this door is reserved for that followers of your ummah who left this world without repenting. Who left this dunya without repenting from the major sins. Today everyone commits major sins. But some have the tawfiq of tawbah before leaving, sincere tawbah. And some don't, because of how they live their life. That person who will live with fear and make dua to Allah and try his utmost, then Allah will give him the tawfiq. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sitting with Jibreel, when he was informed about this, and when he was told that a fraction and a portion of this ummah will go into Jahannam, immediately he collapsed and he fainted. After gaining consciousness, he says, Ya Jibreel, awa yadukhul ahadum min ummati annar? Someone from my ummah will go in Jahannam. In that fire which I have seen, some of my followers will go in that Jahannam. You see, a Nabi has the desire of hidayat for his nation the most. Why? Because he has seen Jannat and Jahannam. So he knows, the father wants that the son must study. Why? Because he knows he didn't study and he's suffering. So the Nabi has seen it. So Nabi Sassim said, Jibreel, someone from my ummah in Jahannam? He says, yes, O Nabi of Allah. Those people who left this dunya without repenting, that will be the abode. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just the thought that of you and I going into Jahannam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam burst out into tears. Itne roye, itne roye, itne roye, ke aapke rone ko dekar Jibreel Amin bhi rone lage. So much crying for who? For the Muhammad of the Ummah, for the Yusuf of the Ummah, for the Sulaiman of the Ummah, for the Fatima of the Ummah, for the Aisha of the Ummah, for the Rabia of the Ummah, for one fard of the Ummah. Ya Allah, kya hal banega meri ummat? They'll go in this Jahannam. Allah, what will happen to them? It was Nabi Kareem Sahasam when he heard this, it knocked him so bad that he actually started weeping. Jibreel, Huzoor ko dekkar Jibreel rone lage. Nabi Kareem Sahasam went to his house. He's crying in sajda, crying in sajda, crying in sajda, crying in sajda. Ey Allah, meri ummat ka kya banega, kya banega, kya banega? Abu Bakr comes, knocks on the door. No answer. And he hears Allahu Akbar, Azizun ka Aziz al Mirjal, like the stove, like the water boiling on the stove, the words of the hadith, that were the noises that were coming out of that Mubarak heart. Oh Allah, Allahu Akbar. It is beyond our comprehension how he loved us. Ya Allah, not eating, not resting, comes out for salah and back home. Umar radiallahu anhu comes, no answer. Huzoor ke rone ko sunkar Abu Bakr bhi rone lage. Abu Bakr doesn't know why Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is crying. But when Nabi is crying, so that means there's some pareshani, he also started crying. To Huzoor ke rone ko dekkar Jibreel rone lage. Huzoor ke rone ko dekkar Abu Bakr rone lage. Kiske liye? Mere aur aapke liye. Aur aaj hame hi fursat nahi. Jo log hamare liye ro rahe the, aaj hame apni zaat ke liye fursat nahi. Allahu Akbar. They were crying for us and we haven't got time for ourselves. Umar radiyallahu anhu comes. He sees the halat. Umar bhi rone lage. Allahu Akbar. Imagine this whole tamasha Allah is watching from this guys. His Nabi is crying. Jibreel Amin, who has 600 wings according to the riwayat of Muslim Sharif, spreads one wing will cover the east, he spreads the other, he'll cover the west. Allahu Akbar. Such a great Jalil al-Qadr, Malaika. Day after Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu comes, on the third day, 3 days have passed, only in sajda, no food, no water, no rest, no aram, nothing for you and I. Today, friends, then we say, Malana, but this dari and kurta is only a sunnah. Allahu Akbar. Let us think. Whose practice was this? The man who is crying blood for me. The man who has given his life for me, who is leaving his comfort because he's hurt, and there are chances I go into Jahannam. Allah save us all. It's only a sunnah. Sirf sunnah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, "Tuharadu amalu ummati yawm al-ithnain wa yawm al-khamir." Mondays and Thursdays, I'm informed of the actions of my ummah.
When our actions are going to that Madina, Rozai Mubarak, what are we doing to the heart of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Allahu Akbar. We are poking a sword in that Mubarak heart. Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu came. No answer. Sab koi rone ko dekhkar Salman bhi rone lage. Allah Allah. Hai hai, are Musalman, are Musalman. Kahan dinar dor, kahan dinar dirham ki dor mein laga beta hai. Kabhi Quran sunne bhi bhi tera aansu nikla karte the, kabhi jannat ke tazkira bhi bhi tera aansu nikla karte the. To apne Rab ko bhul gaya. مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ Insan, what has deceived you about your Allah? What made you forget your Allah? Why you left your Allah? Nabi Hazrat Salman told Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha, Fatima, come and see. إِنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَحْتَجِبُ عَنَّا Our Nabi has left us. What is the reason? Allah, the light. This waqia makes any person cry. Fatima radiallahu anha comes, she knocks on the door. Her beloved father is crying. He's in sajda for the past 3 days. Not a grain of food has entered in the stomach of her father. He's crying, he hasn't slept. He says, Ma baalu qurrati aini Fatima hajabat anni iftahu laha albaab. Beti Fatima, aja andar. When the eyes of Fatima met with the eyes of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fatima bhi rone lagi. She burst out into tears. The flesh on the Mubarak face of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was gone. Ey appa, maada nazala alay, appar kaun si musibat utar aayi? What has happened to you, my Abba? You're not eating, you're not sleeping, you got so weak. You Allah created the whole world for you. Why you crying? Says Fatima, Jaani Jibreel wa akhbarani. Fatima, Jibreel came to me and he told me, some of my followers in some zamana to come, they'll go in Jahannam. Fatima, I can't take it. Fatima, I can't take it. Fatima, I can't take it. اے اللہ اے اللہ ہمیں حضور کی سچی محبت نصیب فرما اے اللہ ہمیں حضور کی سچی محبت نصیب فرما اے اللہ ہمیں حضور کی سچی محبت نصیب فرما اس فاطمہ said oh Nabi of Allah how they'll go in Jahannam said oh Fatima اما الرجال فباللحا the men will be dragged by the beards and the chin واما النساء فبالدوائب and the women will be dragged by the hands While my ummah, while the men will be dragged, the young children, they will be saying, Ya Shababa, hi, Hamari, no Jawani, where we spent our youth. While the elderly people of my ummah will be dragged towards Jahannam, they will be saying, Hi, Hamara Burhapa, where we wasted our whole age. And while the woman of my ummah will be dragged, they will be saying, Hi, Hamari Raswai. Fatima, when I was informed that one person will go in Jahannam, I am bechain since I have been informed. Allah's Qasam, Fatima, I am not happy even if one of my followers are in Jahannam. I am not happy even if one of my followers are in Jahannam. Respected friends, such a loving Allah, such a merciful Nabi, and we don't take advantage of the opportunity, like the Hadith Qudsi says, فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَ فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَ We'll have none to blame for the doom that awaits us but ourselves. We make dua to Allah that He give us the true muhabbat of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We make dua to Allah that He give us the tawfiq to fulfill and to uphold every sunnat of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We make dua to Allah that He give us the azmat and the asal and the peace.